In my town, when you see me, you know everything.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
I put it down from my hat to my class ring.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
You're listening to Gator Raiders, the official podcast of Gatorade.com. I'm Joe Morgan.
And I'm Will.
All right, so we have a great show for you today. We have two interviews. Our first interview is with YouTube sensation Ryan George. Ryan George recorded a
parody of Black and Yellow
with Blue and Orange to represent his fandom of the Florida Gators, and it's achieved over 77,000 views on YouTube. So we have Ryan on the show with us today. Ryan, how's it going?
Going really well. Thank you guys so much for wanting to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So what inspired you to record this song?
Well, I graduated from the University of Florida last April, and what I was doing is I was staying home in Miami for a little while and saving up some money, and me and my good friend, Nick Green, we both majored in theater, and we decided to start our own YouTube channel where we could create own little parodies and skits and such, and we were doing that for a little while, and then all of a sudden the song Black and Yellow came out, and then I was like, oh man, this is great, I can make a parody song of this, make a little music video and, dedicate it to, of course, the University of Florida and the Gators. So I just sat home one day and I just listened to Black and Yellow, and then I just started writing out the lyrics, saying, just matching, the same rhythm and cadence from the Black and Yellow song to, stuff I can relate to University of Florida and City of Gainesville. And I just started writing it. I went to my same friend Nick. His younger brother actually is like a upcoming music producer. They have a little studio in their garage, so that's where we shot it, at their little booth. And he laid down the track for me. I just started, rapping, and then he helped, just put the song together. And his younger brother, his name is Mikey, and we just started putting it together. And then, once he filmed it that day, I edited it, and I just put it out on YouTube, and then it started, growing rather quickly within, Central Florida area. A lot of Gator fans started to watch it, and then people started contacting me for digital recordings of the song, and I would just email it to them. So if anybody wants to have the song for themselves, just email me on the YouTube channel and I'll send it to them.
All right, that sounds great. Will and I were listening to the song, and one of the things we noticed in the lyrics was how close to home it seemed. It seemed like you really knew your stuff about the Gainesville area and University of Florida. So talk about writing the lyrics to the song. Like, what did you really want to get across? Because it doesn't come across as just your average Florida song. Like, it sounds like you really, you've had that experience in Gainesville. I mean, you really know the Gators. So talk about.
I was there for 5 years. I was there for all the championships, all the basketball, football championships. So I was lucky enough to be there during that wonderful run. And, I was very much I wouldn't say a huge party, but I definitely went out a lot and, ate at the different places and, enjoyed the entire city of Gainesville. So I just wanted to, mention a lot of places I've been to and all the fun spots and, just show how, really great the, University of Florida and the city of Gainesville really is for, young college students or anybody that's around, the young age range that wants to go out and have a good time and, also experience, something that they've never experienced before, like great college life. So that's all I really wanted to represent, and give a nice little anthem for everybody so, they can bob their head to it.
Right. So this song, obviously a hit. You've had a lot of YouTube views, a lot of requests for the digital copy. Do you have any plans for any future Florida songs, perhaps?
Well, actually, we actually were asked to come down to perform Blue and Orange on April 11th. This is for all the athletes. The Florida Letterman Committee actually asked me to come down and perform, and I did. And I performed it with Mikey, the guy who helped me produce it. And we actually were talking, we might in the summer eventually I write our own original one so then it can be played on the radio and stuff like that. So, yeah, at least one more Gator song, probably before you know, football season starts, we'll probably come up with something really, really good and, you know, make a, our own original Gator song. So, yeah, definitely at least one more for sure will be in the works in the next coming months.
All right, that sounds great. So, you know, you're a Florida fan, so we want to go ahead and ask you, you know, a lot of people have opinions about the new Will Muschamp hire. What do you think of Will Muschamp?
Oh, I think he's going to be great. You know, Muschamp, you know, he was defense coordinator at the University of Texas, so he understands, you know, the scale and the pressure and, you know, the responsibility you need to have in, you know, to run a big school, big-time school like, you know, the University of Florida. So I'm sure he's completely capable and being a great defensive mind, you know. As long as our defense can stay strong, we'll definitely be in contention for any of the games because with Charlie Weiss on the offensive staff, you know, it might take a couple games, but I think the offense is really going to really shock a lot of people, and Brantley's going to do a lot better than he did last year because it's a more pro-style offense for him. So I definitely believe that with Muschamp in there, he's going to have the right mindset, you know, going hard, you know, suffocating defense and, you know, having a very – very pro-style, very efficient offense. So I'm really excited. I think we're probably going to surprise people this year. You know, even though University of Florida people aren't really surprised to do well, but I don't think people are expecting us to do extremely well. But I think we're probably going to come out the gates pretty fast and hard. So I'm really looking forward to the football season.
All right. And, you know, you spent 5 years at University of Florida. You were here for a lot of those championships. What is your favorite Gator moment, you know, as a fan that you – you know, just remember.
Oh, man. Definitely, you know, the wild craziness after each of those championship wins, just going out to, you know, university out there in front of the Swamp or the Swamp restaurant right out there. It was really, really great to have those thousands of, you know, students and people out there celebrating. One of the best moments was right on the corner of university and where the Swamp restaurant is, right next to where New York Pizza is, I guess what it is. I love New York Pizza, but what it is right now, there used to be a tree there, right in front of there, right near Bob's house and all that. There used to be a tree, and I think it was the second championship that we won in basketball. People just started climbing on the tree, and eventually the tree broke. So that's one thing. Like that stuck in my mind, right? You know, we were going that crazy that we tore down a tree. So it was pretty cool. And yeah, those wild moments of you know, everybody celebrating, you know, and it almost seemed like Mardi Gras a little bit. So it was really, really awesome. Those, everybody celebrating, having a good time. Definitely that. And also the undie run too, because I did that a couple times. I just really liked doing that. That was always really fun.
Oh yeah.
But you know, any of those events where everybody was celebrating, having a good time was definitely my best moments for me there.
All right. Well, Ryan, we really appreciate your time today. We loved having you on the show. And we can't wait for that next Gator song coming out this summer. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. As soon as it gets out, I'll definitely let you guys know. You guys can, you know, get the first exclusive play if you want, you know, however it works. So it's all good for me. But I really appreciate your time and wanting me on the show. I really do.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. So what's the name of your YouTube channel again so all of our listeners can go give it a look?
Yeah, it's youtube.com/SpiceAndRiceStudios. So just look at Spice and Rice Studios, or you can just type in Blue and Orange in the search bar, and you should see it, the Gator version of it. So, yeah, Spice and Rice Studios is our channel. So feel free, everybody out there, to go check out the music video as well as our other parodies and skits as well.
All right, sounds great. He's Ryan George, Blue and Orange, Black and Yellow parody on YouTube. Check it out. Thanks for joining us, Ryan. Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is. Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange. Yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is. Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange. Yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is. Everything them Gators do, we do it big.
Joining us now is Simon Carbone. Simon won the Gatorators ESPN.com NCAA Tournament Challenge. He picked the UConn Huskies to win it all. All right, so what made you pick the UConn Huskies to win it all?
Well, through like the initial rounds and stuff, I knew Kemba Walker was pretty good. I don't really know much of their much like rest of their team, but and then at the end, I mean, the blue wolf is a sweet logo, and I mean, yeah, whatever, husky, wolf, it's the same thing. So But yeah, the logo is really cool, and I picked them to win last time I did it, and they didn't, so I figured I would go with them again. Got to win eventually.
Right. So what would you say is the most intimidating thing about filling out a March Madness bracket?
Probably just considering the possibility of the upsets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then also picking a team that you really like when you think that they're going to lose. So, yeah, it was definitely tough to pick the Gators losing, you know, eventually. But obviously the best part is winning. So,
So what was your strategy, did you say going in? Like, you know, when you were picking your first round games, were you going upset heavy, or were you just going to play it straight?
At the beginning, it was play it pretty straight. I picked a couple of upsets. Didn't really work out. Nothing really worked out too heavily in the beginning, you know. And then as I went on, I just went as I went along and just picked who I thought would win. I don't have that much, like, extensive knowledge of every single team, you know. But based on, like, the amount I've heard from ESPN and stuff, I just kind of picked the team I thought would be the best.
All right, so Simon, were there any points in the tournament where you were just concerned that your bracket was just out of it, like, at any point at all?
Yeah, actually, at the very beginning, I was pretty upset because I was in, like, 7th or 8th place. And, I don't know, it was a lot of people did a lot better than me through the first and second rounds, but then UConn definitely hooked me up huge. I went up from, like, 5th to 1st in the last couple games or whatever, so it was definitely really awesome.
All right, now that you've won this tournament challenge, do you see another victory in your future, or do you acknowledge that maybe we all only get one victory a lifetime in things like this that involve so much luck and pretty much having the chips fall a certain way?
Well, I definitely acknowledge that it was, I mean, pretty majorly luck due to the fact that I don't really know about this a ton, and I was playing with a bunch of guys who did and stuff, so I definitely acknowledge that it was pretty lucky, but hopefully I'll win again sometime in the future, because it was definitely a good experience.
All right, he's Simon Carbone, the winner of the Gator Raiders ESPN.com NCAA Tournament Challenge, and he will have a $10 Starbucks gift card to enjoy some nice hot beverage is from Starbucks. All right, thanks for joining us, Simon.
Definitely.
All right, that does it for our show. Thank you for listening. Our guests today were Ryan George, the blue and orange rapper from YouTube. So we invite you to check out his video on YouTube. And also Simon Carbone, our basketball champion. For the Gator Raiders, I'm Joe Morgan.
And I'm Will Smith.
Thanks for listening, and
go Gators.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Yeah.
Blue and orange,
yeah, you know what it is. Everything them Gators do it big, yeah, straight Gator chomping. When I pull out the Albert, he stay stunned.
Reppin' in my town, when you see me, you know everything.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
I put it down from my hat to my class ring.